All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. And Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Giants, with me. Boy, big weekend coming up, Hall of Fame weekend. You're going.
Yeah, you know, Marty, I've thought about it a lot. Trust me, I hate missing a game. But this is a pretty special induction for a couple of guys that are very close to me. I'm talking about Trevor Hoffman as a player, obviously. But he's more than a guy that just played for me. We're very good friends, close friends. We still spend a lot of time together, and I didn't want to look back later and say I should have went or I missed out on being part of this. And Alan Trammell, who coached for me, and we're very close friends and spent a lot of time together. So, you know, it's something I'm looking forward to. Trust me, I did a lot of thinking about this, but, you know, I know Bam Bam, he'll do just fine and do a great job. I felt like, gosh, this is a pretty special induction with two not just great players and one guy who did a lot for me as a player, but very good friends, too.
Have you been to Cooperstown before and seen the hall and all that?
I have. We played a Hall of Fame game. They used to have one every year there, and so we played the game. So I got a chance to spend some time there and go through the hall, and there's nothing like it, Marty. I mean, it's... Yeah, especially for all of us in baseball, but even baseball fans. I just really recommend you go if you haven't been to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I mean, it's a really cool city in general, and it's beautiful, but the hall itself, I mean, it's like a church, and yeah, all the great players, you get to look at their monuments and plaques and a lot of really cool stuff in there, like lockers, teams that won championships, and gloves and bats, and it just, I mean, it's a place where you could spend, you know, a few days in there to see everything.
Well, in a few years, you may spend more than a few days there. You may be in there.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know, I just look forward to going there. I don't ever think about something like that because, I'm fortunate to be doing what I'm doing as long as I've been doing. And, of course, you know, you look at everything that's happened here in San Francisco and resources that have been available through ownership. Of course, Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans, all the front office staff and the players. And I know Saturday we're having a group of players here. They're getting their, you know, Wall of Fame. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be doing this.
All right. Well, when I think of Casey Stengel, I'm going to think of you. You're tied with him now. All right, very good. Hey, but Hoffman is a very special player, and you had him. What made him so special as a closer? He threw the changeup. I always wondered, why can't major leaguers hit a changeup? What made Hoffman so special?
Well, I think that became a, you know, his signature pitch. But as much as has been talked about his changeup, he just had unbelievable command of the fastball. He's over the top, great deception on that fastball, and used all four quadrants. I mean, he really commanded it so well. And then he had a breaking ball, too, that he would use. But probably as much as that, though, is the makeup of the man. There's no fear in him. He just had that maniacal focus when he was out there. And he had that look. You know, when you saw Trevor out there, you just had so much confidence in him, and which all great closers have. But, you know, he's a special. And, again, he's a special friend, too. And, you know, for me to have him as my closer all those years, I know how lucky I was.
Yeah, no, you got to be. You give me a good bullpen, I'll show you a good manager. Tony La Russa always said that. But other people are going in, too. I'd love to get some of your thoughts about Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was a really amazing hitter. I mean, we see Pablo here who just has incredible hand-eye coordination. But this guy, no batting gloves, and there's no way to pitch him. I'm telling you, you thought up and in or up and away, and maybe you chase a breaking ball once in a while, but he had ability to expand the zone, and he just was so wiry, strong, tall, big guy, but had so much plate coverage, and that bat, I mean, he buggy whipped it through the zone, and it was scary how hard he could hit some balls. And he's a great athlete, great arm, great outfielder. I mean, he had the whole game, and he's one of the best hitters in the game.
Yeah, I remember him for the Expos hitting those balls all over the place. How about Chipper Jones?
Yeah, well, you look at the success that Atlanta had all those years, and, you know, it was, most of it was led by Chipper Jones and another guy that was just so hard to pitch to. He had power to, really a lot of power to left center, too, and he could beat you in different ways. He was a good athlete. You know, he's a shortstop for a while, then went to third base. But, you know, he's such a tough out. There's no certain way to pitch him. And he, another one that had tremendous plate coverage and had an easy swing. It was effortless, and yet the ball carried so well. And was really good from both sides. So you got a switch hitter who's doing damage like that. As long as he did it, that's why he was a no-brainer.
And he was a first-round pick, and he's a first-round pick that made the Hall of Fame. That's not so simple.
No, it's not. And, again, he was, you know, some guys you just look at that are born and play baseball, and he was one of those guys out of Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, and even when you're looking at other teams, you know, you're going against them, you're trying to beat them, but you appreciate the gifts and talents that these other players have. And you know, you don't like it when they beat you, but, you know, you just realize how good they are and how easy they make the game look and how well they can slow the game down.
Yeah, I like the images that you're giving me because it sounds like they're Hall of Famers. They will be Hall of Famers this weekend. They really do sound the way you describe them. How about Jim Thome?
No, I didn't get to see a lot of him until he went to Philly, but massive power. I mean, just he was probably one of the earlier guys in this era that, you know, it was all lift and the swing. I mean, he tried to hit home runs. I really believe that. And it was so big and strong. And, yeah, was a pretty good hitter, too. And he's a guy that carried his team. I mean, he could put a team on his back, you know, with the damage that he could do at the plate. And, you know, I don't know him well. I have talked to him. But when you hear about him, you just hear what a great teammate he was. You know, how well he was liked by everybody, how he made every team he played on better.
Yeah, boy. And he could walk, too. I mean, he had a great eye and over 600 home runs. So another one. You did a good description of him. All right. How about Jack Morris?
Well, I mean, just when you think of him, you think it's such a tough competitor. You go back to that World Series game against the Twins, and but, you know, he's an old-school pitcher that didn't want to come out of the game, and he got the ball, and you didn't think about the bullpen very often with him, and he'd log pitches. And, you know, what I really liked about him, though, is you could tell he's a winner because, you know, all the games weren't 1-0, 2-1, but he stayed out there when he gave up runs, and he could win that 7-5 game or whatever. He found a way to win. And so, again, a guy I didn't get to see a lot of. I saw enough of back in 84. But I'm glad that people recognized the workload that this guy carried and how much he saved the bullpen and did things to help his team win besides just the game that he pitched.
Yeah, I think he was the winningest pitcher in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, at least in the American League. But Alan Trammell was your coach. But what about Alan Trammell as a player, as a steady shortstop?
Well, I think you described him just right, just steady. This guy was so solid every year, and he had the whole game. I mean, Tram had power, too, which some people don't remember. But, you know, he's a line drive type guy, but could beat you with the long ball. Just so steady at short. Wasn't flashy. Probably why he hadn't gotten more attention. But nobody made the routine play better than him. And he and Whitaker, I mean, they were as good as you could get up the middle for I don't know how many years. And Tram, he just, again, another winner. He got the MVP in the World Series when he beat the team I was on back in 84 with the bat, but ended up coaching for me, and I enjoyed my time with him. Just a baseball rat. I mean, all he wants to talk about is baseball. And then when baseball was over, I mean, just a sports rat. He loved every sport, and he was one of those trivia guys you could never get him.
Yeah, I know Tram. I got to know him when he was part of the Cubs and with Mike Quadi, and he was there for with Quadi. So I got to know Tram really well. A super, super guy. The last one is Bob Costas that goes in. And you've had some dealings with Bob Costas. And I think of him, I just kind of think of the passion for baseball, just a true baseball guy.
And that's, you know, probably the biggest or most impressive thing about Bob, because he covered everything from Olympics, but his passion is baseball, and he loved talking baseball, and he's done a lot for our game. Great ambassador to the game, and just enjoy talking to him. I mean, he just got a beautiful voice, and can paint a picture as well as anybody. And I'll never forget the eulogy he did for Mickey Mantle. I mean, what a beautiful job he did, but well deserved, because guys like him, I mean, they impact the game. They're great ambassadors. They bring fans to the game with how they call a game.
Yeah, storytellers. That's what baseball's all about. Well, I'll say this to you. Take a good look when you're there. Scout it out. Look for your spot. And have a good time.
Well, I plan on it. It's going to, I'm taking the red eye, so I'll be here Saturday night. So I'm just missing Sunday's game, and I'm going to enjoy it. I'll probably get a little emotional when I see Trevor and Allen up there because of my bond with those two. And I'll be right back for the game in San Diego.
You know, one thing, I saw something in the paper today that you're the first active manager to go to an induction in a long, long time.
Yeah, Paul Molitor is going to be there, too. So he's going to be there, I guess, for more. So, and again, this is something special. I mean, I did go to Tony Gwynn's, and Tony and I were good friends. So hopefully nothing's said about that. But I just feel like, hey, we'll be in good hands here. It's one day, and it's a moment I just felt like I couldn't miss.
Very good man. Bruce, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty, as always. Thank you.
Very good. All right, that's a lot of fun. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.